morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Ready for the weekend.
Ready for the weekend? I can imagine, although what happened? We had our summer and then it was gone again. I'm
gone.
No more wind and rain.
Wind and rain this last week was awful.
Definitely ready to get back to that better weather.
But building.
Extended weekend.
Yep.
So
starts as soon as I leave here today.
Most everybody's got Monday off, and so we are. I don't know about me though. We are exciting news. We are in the middle of right now moving our office space. So we are doubling the size of our square footage. We adding a couple more office suites and just kind of good growth, you know. So
this is great. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited too. It's expanded services. It really helps our customers. You know, much bigger conference room so we can host some bigger meetings. Just a little bit of elbow room so we can kind of expand a little bit there and better help and better serve our customers. So I know it's going to be a good thing, and I'm hoping by the next show that I tell you it's going to be a good thing, even though moving, it doesn't feel like a good thing this morning, but I'm here.
It doesn't feel good right now, does it?
But we are up and running. We have temporary office space. We're doing some tenant improvements and stuff. It is always a good thing for me to move every couple of years, whether it's office or personally, I feel like, to remind myself of this is what I put my clients through. This is what I do to people? Are you kidding me right now?
You know, that's a good test for you. If you can make it through it, so can your clients.
So can your clients. So it's definitely a great reminder. One thing we always like to start off the show with some of our real estate stories and news. Just real quickly on the local front, I do for all the buyers out there that might have been deciding when the rates are going to move a little bit. Were we at the bottom? Have we hit the bottom? Well, they have been moving a little bit, kind of different, not in the direction we'd like to see, but the last couple of weeks they have creeped back up a little bit. Zillow Mortgage Marketplace, kind of a good indication on the national level of what's going on, is quoting that rate this week at about 3.58 on a 30-year, up a little bit from 3.48 same time last week. So that has changed a little bit. Basically, that's coming on strong economic data. Overall, as the nation starts to do well and economic indicators start to get better, sometimes that does drive rates up a little bit. So if you want to get a local quote from an experienced lender, of course, talk to Tom at Sterling Bank. He can really nail down the details for those individual situations. But you might want to pay attention to where those potentially could be moving. If you're looking to make a decision, now might be the time to really take a look at that. On a national level, we always like to hit our national story, and this one is a doozy. We talk about high prices all the time and these crazy properties on the national level, that's fun to take a look at. Well, here it is, and it's a big one. We've talked about all these on the shows. We've had Versace's former home priced at $100 million. Stephen Cohen's, we've talked about his $115 million apartment. A new penthouse in Manhattan at $125 million, but the most expensive home in the U.S. has hit the market. And this is 50 acres of waterfront in Greenwich, Connecticut. Recently hit the market at $190 million, the most expensive listing in the U.S. You're shaking your head over there, Tom. Do you want me to tell you payments?
Tell me more.
Okay, if I had to break it down a little bit, and you did about 20% down, which by my calculations is $38 million, for your 28% down, let's do a 30-year fixed rate mortgage on that. You have your monthly payment being somewhere around $680,000, just in case you were wondering.
$680,000
monthly payment. So, wow. Kind of crazy. Really, where the value they're saying in this property is they're saying, yes, it is a nice property. nice house. It would need some work, though. Incredible to think at 190, but it needs some work. It's really coming down to the land. 4,000 feet of waterfront property on the Long Island Sound, which is really crazy. In fact, one's a 30-acre parcel, one's a 20-acre parcel. So it really comes down to the land. There's another parcel for sale, a 75-acre parcel that's nowhere even near the water, listed at almost $32 million, and it's not even on the water. So this really comes down to the land. Potentially they're thinking a developer. It'll be interesting to follow this and see what it sold for. The last time a big house like this sold was Candy Spelling had a house listed for $150 million. Ended up selling that thing for $85
million. Oh, wow.
So, you know, on these huge properties, it's crazy to see what would happen on those. But definitely cool to kind of look at, on a national big scale like that, what developers are looking at and considering.
$600,000 monthly payment.
Yeah. Yeah, monthly. I mean, it's funny to read those articles. I get a kick out of it every week when I prepare for the show. I'm always taking about 3 to 5 zeros off of those numbers and relating it to local property here. I mean, you talk $600,000 monthly payment. I mean, if you're really thinking about it, I could probably dig around and find you a house on the Columbia for $600 right now. So,
you know, we could pay my house off a couple times. In 1 month.
So we'll take care of you on a local level here for minus a bunch of zeros and see how that goes. Great, great show last week talking about second homes. I tell you what, I ran into over the course of the appointments we had this week and stuff, four different listeners approached me and talked to me about second homes. Two on listing appointments I went on this week to talk about folks. Really interesting, after we did that show, two radio listeners contacted me, came over, talked about listing their property, and they were in that exact same boat where they had already purchased their second home that they were retiring to. Both of them said to me, man, that was a great show, a lot of things I hadn't talked about. So it was really cool to do a show like that, get some immediate feedback from listeners. So thank you, everybody out there, for that. Our second home show, very popular, great feedback. So I really appreciate, love hearing that people have heard that on the show.
That is great to hear, Lance.
Now, this week, one of the things I wanted to talk about, we had talked about buyers for about 3 or 4 weeks in a row, different buying scenarios. So I wanted to get back a little bit to, we don't like to ignore the selling side of the real estate transaction. In the last month, we have had three different properties go into multiple offer situation and have ended up selling for over list price. Now, in the Tri-Cities, that most people really feel that doesn't happen that often. At least that's the perception that happens. But we've had a point where one of the things we always come back to, and it's the number one thing that I wrote down, is the very best priced and best marketed properties sell the quickest.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's the number one thing I wrote down is pricing research. And what I wrote down when I was preparing for the show is that one of the things we do is we spend a lot of time pricing properties, because one of the things that I have to tell you is I can't tell you, well, I probably could because I keep track of every single number and appointment, but how many appointments that I go on and then I never hear from the sellers again, or the situation's not correct. And one of the things I wanted to make perfectly clear is that is just fine. That is what I do, and that's my business model. One of the things I do is I go out, price a property. That price that I'm giving is the best recommendation at that time for that seller, what I think it will take to give the maximum value to that property in the least amount of time and with the fewest hassles. So getting that thing sold with the maximum exposure in that time frame. And many, many times, that price doesn't work. The next thing I wrote down is people are like, well, how is that possible? How can it be that many times in those appointments you go on, that's not a price that works for the seller? Well, one of the things, and I say this all the time, and one of the things that I really feel like comes into play with what I do in the pricing area is that our business model, it's one of the things that's unique and makes real estate unique, is I feel that it's 80% scientific and 20% artistic. And most people are like, what are you talking
about?
What
do you mean by that, Les?
Yeah, and so sellers tell me this all the time, and I say, you know, no piece of land is exactly the same. you know, it's orientated one or two lots, you know, differently can change the value of it. You go around the corner on a street and you can change the value drastically. So a lot of people look at me funny and exactly that. And they're like, what does that mean? Well, I think a lot of times this gets messed up. And I think there is 80%, I feel like when I'm pricing a property, 80% of that is hard research. You know, what have other properties sold for? What is the current market doing? What is the interest rate right now? What color is the house painted? What color is more popular? But then we get to the last 20%, and that comes down to factors that you can't put an exact number on. How close is it to the school? How close is it to the grocery store? How's the traffic been on the street out there recently? What's happened at Hanford lately in the area? So we get down to that last 20%, and it becomes very artistic to what you think the values are on those that are not written down anywhere, that comes down to your experience and how many properties you sold. Now, one of the reasons I say I think a lot of people mess this up, because I think way too many people make it 20% scientific and 80% artistic. And that can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You live in a house. You're emotional about a house. You've raised your family there.
Memories are there.
That's artistic. You know, that's the portion that I'm talking about that's artistic. One of the things I try to do is, and one of the things that's very powerful, is you can take the emotion out of it. And when I sold my own properties in the past and priced my own properties, you know, we have a lot of friends in the business. We do a lot of cross transactions with other agents in town. I've called friends in the business. And I said, hey, I'm thinking about selling this piece of property that I own. Can you come over, take a look at it, and just tell me what I'm not seeing? And that's really what we do, is we kind of take that emotion out of it, and we come in and we look at it where little Susie and Johnny have played and marks on the walls to how big family dinners, Thanksgiving. I have to take all of that out of it because the new buyer is not going to know those things.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, you don't have the emotion side of that property. You're going in with a job, and that's to sell the home, right?
Yeah, and if people could separate themselves from that, I would be out of business. I mean, if it was possible for that to happen, it's one of the biggest points that keeps what we do valuable. You know, I mean, there's a lot of points, but that is one of the biggest things. And so I wrote that down as just huge, huge, huge. Once we have that price, we know what that market price is. If it's agreeable to the sellers, always, you know, they have to look at it, and that has to work in their financial plan. That first step, that's big, is, okay, here's where I think we can go. I feel like I've gotten it close with our 80% scientific, 20% artistic. And you know, it is, I always say, it is not an exact science. 20%, that's a big number when you look at those factors that come into play there. And so, you know, you give it your best foot forward, and then you go with that information. And so then, number two, and I just can't say enough how much this has changed things, is the technology. The technology has just drastically, drastically changed the speed of how we do things. One of the great things, too, it's increased the size of our business. It's allowed us to do drastically more than we've ever been able to. But it has changed our business incredibly. In fact, one of the things I did is, one of the things you look at is, how many buyers can you put that property in front of? How many people can you get to see that property? In the old days, you used to have to drive to that property to see it inside. Now, with the amount of pictures we have and virtual tours and what's going on with that technology, many, many times you can get things out of the way or go ahead and cross them off of your list without ever driving out there. Thankfully, some guy in a little Google car that has been paid to drive every street in the United States has saved you a ton of gas money and time. Because I tell you what, Google Maps Street View is incredible.
It's awesome.
Because you can jump on there. I mean, it makes the assessor site look like a dinosaur. Because you can jump on there. You can sometimes see the assessor picture and it's out of date. You can get on the Google Maps. You can go to Street View. You can see what the neighbor to the left looks like, the neighbor to the right looks like. And generally, not much has changed since the little Google guy's driven around. I mean, a few things might have, paint colors might have, things might have get cleaned up. But really, 8 times out of 10, when I get to the property, I know really close what I'm looking at. And so that helps a lot. So getting people in front of that house is huge. I pulled off, for instance, one of my pick threes when we come back from the break is going to be a brand new listing that we put on the market last week. I pulled off just from one website, from myzillow.com. I pulled off already in 1 week. That house has been returned just on this one website in 1,578 searches, meaning that many people in the Tri-Cities have matched up criteria with that house. Then to take it a step forward, of that search criteria, when they returned seven on their home screen there, of those seven, how many times did they click on it and look at the full detail brochure of that house? In 1 week, the house that we're going to talk about after the break on Terrell Road, 89 detail views. In 1 week, 89 people have pulled up and looked at every single detail about that property.
Technology, wow.
I mean, it's incredible to get that into place. I'm going to run out of time today. I mean, because this is like what I do, and I really get into it.
We're going to find time for me to talk about loans.
Okay. First, let's do that before the break. We're going to do a big first segment, and then we'll come back and do a smaller segment.
Okay, cool.
One of the reasons this happened, 89 people have looked at that house in the first week. In that, there are people that want to see that home because of that. A lot of times, we have that many people look at it in the first couple days. So they've already seen it. Now, they're good. They're coming running. You know, they've seen the price, and they love it, and they're coming running. And what happens, and what happened in the multiple offer situations we have now, is those people that are ready to put that offer in that day, because there are five other agents that they've called and said, show it to me. I tell you what, Tom, if they haven't been to you, and they don't have a solid pre-approval letter from you, and there's two or three offers in that place, I'm going to tell you right now, they're out. They're out of the game. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how important it is for those people, because sometimes it's not instantaneous. Sometimes you're going to find something, and you need a couple days to get ready on this. So let's get that out of the way in the beginning and hear how you handle that process.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to back it up just a little bit. I'm going to go back just a few months from when someone starts getting ready to buy a new home and getting ready to sell their house and the things that they could be doing in those months leading up to the time you're talking about.
Perfect.
So the number one thing that someone could work on when you are 3 or 4 months down the road is paying down credit cards. And I know we've talked about this before, but I can't stress it enough. If you're looking to get the biggest bang for your buck in regards to getting your credit scores up, paying down credit cards will give you the quickest impact on your credit scores. And basically, the more of a credit limit someone is using, the lower their credit scores are going to be. So if someone has a credit limit of $1,000 and they have a balance of $600, they're using 60% of their limit. By using 30% or less of a credit limit, people can expect their credit scores to go up. And of course, the higher the credit score someone has, the more favorable the loan terms will be.
Yeah, that makes sense. Interest rate and everything.
So if they're looking at doing this 3 months before they're ready to buy, 3 months before they're ready to come get pre-approved, by the time they get to me, their credit scores are already where they need to be to get the best loan they can.
That makes a lot of sense. And so here we are talking about things, you know, months before you found that perfect house online.
You know, it's really, really important to plan ahead of time. So number two thing that someone can work on is saving up for a down payment. If you're a regular listener of the show, you already know that we have several different zero down financing options for buyers. However, the best loan programs require a down payment. At a minimum, I love to see people with the ability to put at least 5% down. Now, of course, the more of a down payment someone has, the better off the borrowers will be. If someone's selling a house, they likely will be getting some proceeds from the sale of their home, and they can use that as a down payment on their next home. If this is the case, you can always chat with Lance and the Kenmore team. They'll get you an estimated seller's proceeds worksheet, give you a real good idea of what to expect for proceeds when you sell your home.
That's huge, and that's one of the things we do a lot is we go into the home and say, here's that price I laid out. Here is all of the charges associated with selling. Here's what you can expect to net within reason minus negotiations. Take this to Tom and then figure out where you're going to be.
Oh, it really helps us a lot because when someone says, oh, hey, I'm going to sell my house before I buy the next one, I say, okay, great. How much are you going to get from the sale of your home? Well, you know, I don't know. So when they've already have that information, it really helps us plan for the new loan.
Fantastic.
Okay, so now I may go against what some people say, but just to keep touching off of that down payment, and I know a lot of people maybe don't think it this way, but I think it's really smart, and that's using 401k funds or IRA for down payment. So I think borrowing or withdrawing from retirement funds is perfectly acceptable if they're going to be used for the down payment of a house. I look at real estate as a part of the overall retirement portfolio that someone has. But I think everyone's goal should be to have their house paid off by retirement, right?
Yep.
So if using retirement account funds to help them get into a better loan program, which in turn gives them more favorable financing terms and helps them pay off their home sooner, I'm all for it. So it's worth checking in with the servicer of your retirement accounts to see what the different withdrawal options are when you're purchasing a new home. Now, where using these retirement funds don't make sense is, let's say they pull out enough money to put 20% down on their next home, and then next year they go and get a home equity loan and buy a boat. Not the best idea. That doesn't help your retirement portfolio when you go to retire at 59 and a half.
No, it does not.
So keep the equity you have in your home and keep working on paying off your loan as soon as possible. Certainly contact your accountant or to find out the tax impacts of using these funds. And lastly, Lance, I know this is what you want to hear, is get pre-approved well before you're ready to buy. So I'll occasionally take an application and find something on someone's credit report that they didn't know was there. By applying for your loan ahead of time, these clients now have the time to correct any possible issues and get them squared away well before they're ready to purchase.
Well, that's
home.
The big thing. Too many times we get into these offers, somebody's like, this is the perfect house, I've been waiting for it. They throw down an offer too early. And then, you know, that really puts the sellers in a difficult situation because they're making plans on buying their next house, and you get a 2-3 week delay. Because those credit bureaus, last time I checked, they don't really move at the speed of lightning as far as cleaning that stuff up.
No, it doesn't. It takes time.
So it does take a little while. We're up against our first hard break. We're definitely filling up our time here and going over schedule. I might have to bring some back for next week's show. But we'll be back right after the break. Talk about some great property and a few more points about maximizing your value when you sell.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about maximizing value and your return on listings when you go to sell. Kind of breaking down a little bit how that selling process works, how it's possible to have multiple offers in the Tri-Cities market, what that can do for you, and kind of explaining that a little bit. As we run short on time, and I know we will as we get towards the end here, I'm going to bust the property out right in front because we have a pick three of some new listings that we have that are absolutely fantastic. This actually gets to one of my points later on in the show. We talked about technology being able to put in front of people as much as possible that listing so people hear about it. Well, I tell you what, right now listening to the show, you're hearing about it. Every week we have thousands of listeners. They refer, they hear about properties. We're able to explain about new properties that we have. That's just another way, another avenue for us to be able to get that type of property in front of thousands of people. So I'm going to tell you what, the one we talked about prior to the break that had already had 89 individual detail views in the first couple days, I tell you what, it's out on Terrell Road, and that is at 205-605 East Terrell Road. This place is on 5 acres, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and the landscaping is absolutely incredible. You want your own park? You've got your own park. It is absolutely just lush. I mean, I can't say it any other way. You're also going to get a huge shop with that and a brand new heat pump, beautiful formal living room, big kitchen, tile floors, RV parking, garden area. I mean, it's a sanctuary. I mean, this place is incredible. And that is priced at $265,000. Now you know why it's had 89 views, detail views in the first couple days. It is absolutely gorgeous. Little different price point, and I tell you what, this house is fantastic. 2515 South Anderson. That's right off of 27th Avenue. You know, so you're out there by all of the new growth and everything that's going on, is going on out there in South Kennewick. So you've got everything out there close to the new hospital, Home Depot, Walmart, everything. 2515 South Anderson. This is a Rambler on a basement, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, and a full basement, 2,256 square feet, just put in. I mean, the seller is not happy about this, but seller's loss, buyer's gain. Seller is not happy about this. Heat pump failed last week.
right before we're going to list it, brand new heat pump. Chinook Heating Air is out there putting in brand new heat pump in this price range. When I tell you, you're getting all of this for $165,000. Put you in that location and on a quarter acre lot with RV parking. Okay, I mean, it's just, you just don't find all of that for that price point. So absolutely fantastic one. And then we've got a I switched it up with three different properties, three newer listings. Then we've got a condo. If you've taken a look at condo living at Columbia Point, this is at 186 Bradley Boulevard. This is a 2,115 square foot condo. It has got this entertaining patio deck on it that overlooks in the river area there. It is fantastic. I mean, incredible. So, two-story townhouse, 2,115 square feet, 186 Bradley, amazing, amazing, entertaining house, wood floors. I mean, the kitchen is just incredible. We've got granite, opens to the living room. Upstairs, you've got the wet bar leading out to the entertaining deck. And this property is priced at $275,000. I tell you what, it's a relocation. The owner is already relocated to the East Coast. Just to give you an indication, I tell you what, those condos have not gone down in value. He wants to move this thing. When he called me, he's like, Lance, let's move it. He paid, I'll tell you right now, $287,000. Paid $287,000 5 years ago for this condo. He wants to move it now and has had me price it at $275,000. So that's our pick three. Any one of those pick threes, amazing. We're here this weekend, and we're working. I know it's a big vacation weekend. A lot of people are out. But feel free to call my cell phone, 727-8977, if you want to take a look at any of those properties. We would totally love to do that. Okay, next thing I wrote down. You talked about some things people don't like to hear all the time. Well, here's one that happens a lot. And I tell you what, using incentives other than price to help create demand and sell the house. I tell you what, generally on our listings, when we list listings, many times we come out to a house, people look at my pricing structure, and generally, I will tell you, it is not the cheapest. We have a very flexible plan that allows people tremendous options, but it is not always the cheapest. And I'll tell you why. We pay the other agents a very fair and over average market price for selling our listings. One of the reasons they do that is, let me check. Oh, yeah, they get paid more for coming and selling our listings. So that is always nice. I mean, it creates an atmosphere where people are excited about selling our listings. They're excited about showing it. They know we do a good job on the listing side, and other agents want to sell those listings. People sometimes will offer a bonus. They'll offer an increased commission amount. And so paying the other agents a very fair rate, above market rate, when pricing your house to put on the market is a great way to increase showings and increase demand. The next thing that I wrote down, and I have to tell you this, it is not easy to sell a house. It is not an easy thing. When you call and you're having me come out to potentially help sell your house, it's not the greatest because I'm probably going to give you a lot of stuff to do as far as fixing it up and curb appeal. Generally, what's hard about it is, yes, if you're a seller and you're selling your house or you get a job transfer, generally you work, okay, and you're gone to work during the day. Well, unfortunately, the buyers that we want in general also have jobs and work. And so, because that means they can get pre-qualified to Tommy and they have income and money. So then, when they get off of work, they can go look for houses in the evening. So, yes, I have to admit, it is a pain. You just worked all day yourself, Mr. Seller. And now, frickin' Lance Kenmore and his buyer agents want to show the house at 6:30 at night, 6:30 to 7:30, because that's when the buyer's off work. So you've been gone all day, and we're going to kick you out of your house right at dinner time, and you were going to get ready to relax. So it is inconvenient, and we do realize that. We do everything we can to try to give people notice so that they know maybe to go out for dinner that night, make other arrangements. It is inconvenient, but I will tell you, and I wrote it down, access, access, access.
giving the other agents access to the property, having the property ready, having a place for pets to go during those showings, it makes a huge, huge difference. The easiest houses to get access to, the easiest houses to show and accommodate to, once again, those are the houses that have more demand, and those are the houses that get shown more. The next thing I wrote down is a referral network. Using your referral network. Karen and I, myself, we go to about 5 real estate conferences a year. We're always trying to stay on the cutting edge with what's happening in that market, in other markets with technology, finding out what other agents are doing in other markets that might not be happening in Tri-Cities, bringing those ideas to our local market, implementing those ideas here to make the selling process better. The second part of going to those conferences, what it does is we are part of one of the largest referral networks of teams and top agents in the U.S., the Rate Group. The Rate Group brings us tremendous amount of referrals. Just alone this year in the first 6 months, we've already had 10 deals come out of that group. So what we have is we have some of the top teams in the U.S. around the country, and they're referring that business to us. There's one team per market that is in that group. And for the Rate Group, we are that local team. So people are referring us, those buyers, Seattle, Portland, Wenatchee, those teams are sending those transfer clients here to us. It is a huge source of business for people moving into this market. We are glad to have it. We're proud to have it. And it's just increased exposure for our sellers. So you put all that together, you wrap it up, and that's how you create the maximum amount of demand. I only had to skip 6 points to fit this into 30 minutes. So I would love to tell you what the other 6 are. We've been doing lots of appointments, lots of evaluations. Like I said, that's what we do. Please feel free to give me a call on my cell phone, 727-8977. We talked about the biggest thing when you're ready to go in to purchase these houses, the best houses. You need to come with that pre-approval letter from Sterling and Tom. Tom, how can they get a hold of you to get that done?
And call me at 430-1305. It's so, so important to shop around when you're getting your loan. Don't just walk into your local credit union and expect that you're going to get the best deal there. Definitely give me a call. I'll be glad to tell you what I can do for you. 430-1305.
Tom, and I just want to say once again, I personally just recently wrapped up another refinance with you and your team. Going through that process from all the way from online application to setting appointment, finishing up appraisal. Great experience. This is not just something where we jump on the radio and say, I think Tom's great. I always make sure I've gone through that process myself with you and your team. Every time we've done it, been fantastic. So thanks again for the personal help.
Yeah, thank you.
And as always, we're right back here next weekend
on News Talk 870.